Everybody has a podcast. Podcast.
What's up, everyone? Hope you had a great weekend. It may always go by fast, it seems. But we got a new week going on. It's Monday. 9:33. What's going on in the world? 30-36. UConn over Purdue right now, if you care to watch. Men's b-ball and all that.
Jay Wiggy, take out the trash!
Do not care to watch men's b-ball after Bama tumbled to UConn. So are they playing the Natty tonight? The Purdue and UConn?
Yep.
Oh, well, told me something I didn't know. I did watch the Bama-UConn game. Did you watch that by any chance Saturday?
I did catch some of it, yep.
Yeah, Bama played pretty competitively to the half and really throughout the game, the last couple of minutes, though, UConn just went on a tear and put that game away. Not a huge basketball fan, but always rolling with the tide. Awesome job making it to the Final Four. That was fun to watch. Purdue over North Kakalaki State over the weekend, 63-50. And now tonight, you said Purdue was up over UConn. Is that right?
No, UConn is over Purdue, 39-32.
I didn't hear shit right. Well, we had an eclipse today. Did you go outside and put on special glasses and watch the eclipse?
No, man. What about you?
Not really. I went outside just to see what the, you know, what the big deal was, but the, it was cloudy and you're not supposed to look at it. I didn't have any special spectacles for the occasion. So I tried to take a picture of my phone. They said you're not supposed to do that. I did it anyways, and it just liked the sun behind clouds. So nothing impressive, but I'm curious for people that were in those totality zones, you know, if it actually looked like those pictures where it looks, you know, really cool. But yeah, to me, not that huge. I think it's just something that people, I don't know, make a, I guess it's a big deal, but why?
That I'm not sure about. I guess it's just one of those things that people get weird about.
Yeah, we're just grouchy old men.
How was your weekend with your wife?
Good weekend with her. We hung out a little bit. We got some cocktails on the Sunday yesterday and did a little meal prep. We'll get into nothing. You know what I made tonight? I made an egg, chicken, and cheese sandwich. Pretty good.
Egg, chicken, and cheese, huh? Like grilled chicken or
air fried the chicken. Yeah, so in the air fryer, which is basically grilled. I mean, that's what it tastes like. Then some Vermont white cheddar cheese, some homemade. Did you hear this bullshit? Some actual eggs that my parents had. They got two chickens right now that have been laying some eggs. Yeah, they've been laying some good eggs. Remind me, I'll save you some next time if you're down on the fresh eggs.
I'm down, man.
Yeah, they got two of them. And you know what? I wanted to make a sandwich with some Dave's Killer Bread, the whole wheat. And it was good. Had two of those bad boys. I'm full. Good weekend. Had some cocktails yesterday with the wife. Just kind of stayed at home working on the shed and around the house. And what else happened? Watched the basketball game. And that's really it. You said it went by way too fast. I even thought about that last night, Sunday. I'm like, man, I worked my weekend. And felt like it just zoomed by. I need to go to 3-day weekends at some point in my life.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I think so. Have you ever worked at a job that was like 4-10s? Anything like different type of schedule?
I think Teletech had that option, but I never got down on that schedule.
Yeah, we at my last job, last company I was with, they had that option. But I was told it was shitty because if a holiday fell on a weekend or the day that you're off, or excuse me, a Friday, how was it work? If it fell on a holiday or something, like on you don't get that day observed. You know, you're just, that's your normal day off. So
I got
you. You don't get, yeah, some bullshit like that. They try to screw you and talk you out of it. So
yeah, you don't get like a comp day for like another day or some shit.
And they ended up changing it where this is the dumbest shit ever. Well, maybe. I guess it depends on how you look at it. If you did 4-10s, you couldn't do Friday and Monday eventually. You had to pick Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, which maybe a Wednesday wouldn't be bad. You would have a weekend off in the middle of the week, so you'd only work 2 days, be off 2 days, be off for two. Maybe that wouldn't be terrible, but I don't know. You'd rather stack the Friday and the Monday.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so what about yourself? Anything exciting this weekend? You get into anything?
I just went to the bars and watched the games. I went to the museum for a little while, but
yeah,
they had some stupid Disney exhibit on there where you had to like pay to get tickets. And I'm like, man, I'm not going into this shit. So I didn't stay as long as I was going to. And then, like, I parked in a weird spot, and I was, like, all weird about, like, shit. And I don't know. I just get, I get weird about parking sometimes. Like, I'm paranoid when I get towed or something. Because I was in, like, an employee of the month spot or something, but, like, I don't think, you know what I'm saying? Since it was,
You weren't that employee, right?
Right, but, like, I don't think I would have got towed, but I was still just, like, I don't know. Because I was trying to move and, like, get another parking place, but there was this fucking huge-ass SUV just, like, sitting there, like, right where I couldn't move. They were doing, I don't know what the fuck they were doing. So I was just like, all right, I'm just going to go inside and for a little while. But the thing about the museum, I mean, it's pretty much the same deal. They were doing some, like, what do they call that? Not remodeling, but, you know, they
renovations.
Renovations. Yeah, they're putting some new stuff up, and you had that fucking exhibit, that Disney exhibit that I'm not paying to go into that shit. And so, like, it wasn't at its, like, you know, optimal viewer, you know,
right.
Viewing, I guess, but, you know. And then after that, I went to the bar, hung out, ate some steak tacos, man. I watched the first part, was it Purdue and NC State? NC State got that ass whooped.
Yeah, well.
And watched some of the Bama game, and then I left. So, yeah, man, Bama, man, that's awesome. You think Nate, you think he's going to go to Kentucky?
I don't know. It sounded like he wasn't going anywhere from what they said. I saw Nick Saban's daughter made a comment on that. She's kind of a mouthpiece for Bama sports, it seems like. I don't think so. I think you got that far. Alabama right now, post-Saban, their athletic programs may need something besides football. If football just doesn't work out like the Saban era did, so maybe they're willing to open up the books a little bit on basketball, because Alabama's actually been pretty good the past couple of seasons. I think he stays. I think they open the books for him a little bit. Maybe they have. I don't follow basketball as closely as football, but, you know, I think they're willing to make that investment or match at least what they can. I know Kentucky probably has deeper basketball booster pockets, but I think Bama's willing to do what they can to keep him. What do you think?
I don't know. They always say that. So I never believe coaches and say this shit. But when it comes to, I don't know why you would go to Kentucky. It's like a pressure cooker. They're expecting championships like every year.
Exactly.
Or at least getting into the Final Four. So I'm not sure. I'd just stay at Bama because you can build your own kind of deal there. And it's a football school, really.
Yeah.
That's a better option.
Yeah, definitely a football school. I think so too. I think the appealing thing about that is it is a football school. So when you do well at Alabama, it's like now everybody's latching on. They're watching it. They're having fun. They're investing into basketball. Bama basketball. I saw people with shirts, man. You never saw that shit years ago. But when you're doing shitty or kind of middle of the pack, nobody really cares. So I think you can go under the radar and probably have an easier time at Alabama than you would someone with high expectations. So, but, you know, a lot of coaches want to compete and shit. For me, I'd rather just ride the good times and be in the spotlight then. And then when the times are shitty, nobody's really giving a fuck. So.
Well, it looks like Calipari is out and he's going to Arkansas. So I think that's a good move for him. He hasn't really – I don't see – he's had one championship there in 15 years at Kentucky. You know, I never thought he was that great. I'm not basketball savvy. I'm not a basketball guy. But this looks like a good move for him. Go to Arkansas. Kind of. That's a good basketball school, too. They have kind of a good history there.
Yeah.
And also, that's somewhere he can get a fresh start, man, maybe make it to the Final Four here. Might make some runs or something. So we'll see how that goes for him. I'm wondering who Kentucky's going to go get. And we're talking about Nate Oates. They might go after him, or I don't know a lot about the basketball coaches out there. So I'm not sure who else they might go after, but.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about coaches. It was fun getting into it. I'm trying. I joked before that I'm a bandwagon basketball Bama guy right now. And that's true. I have no problem admitting it. I've just never been good at basketball. I've always sucked at playing and never really liked watching it. But it got fun, especially when you're in the dance and you're getting close. So I can appreciate it a lot more, I think, after spending some time watching it. So maybe I'll start watching it a little more on TV. Pretty fun.
The only time I really enjoyed basketball was during the NBA golden era. You had Jordan.
Yeah, that was
just a whole cast of characters that was almost. And you had Jordan. Everybody wanted to see him play, right? Got and it. You had like Charles Barkley was a villain. You had the bad boys. you know, Bill Ambeer and those fuckers over there in Detroit. Portland was another team that would see Chicago when playoff team playoff time came. So you had Clyde the Glide. Who else was on that team? There had a couple other people. And you had just so many teams that had, like, cool characters. New York Knicks was another rival of the Bulls. Patrick Ewing, Anthony Davis, all those guys, man. It was just a lot, I don't know, a lot better of a time, it seemed like.
I think so, too. It seemed like you could name almost everybody on a team back then. And there was a, man, when you have, how do you say it? Dikembe Mutombo?
Dikembe Mutombo. Yeah. I forgot what team he played for. It was like Denver, I think.
Yeah, he was fun, man. You had a guy. You had Gary Payton, the glove.
Oh, yeah. Gary Payton. Yeah. Sean Kemp. Yeah. Karl Malone. John Stockton with the short shorts.
Yeah, with the short shorts. Man, back later 90s, you had Vince Carter, Dunk King.
Yeah, he stayed in the league for like 40 years.
Yeah.
Such a cool time, man. But that's not how the NBA is anymore. It's boring. Yeah, LeBron James, he cries all the time and flops. I never liked him. And I can't name anybody else. Oh, I like Joker. Jokic, he's pretty cool. Luka Doncic, whatever his name is, pretty cool. That's like the only players that, that I would halfway fuck with, I guess. I just don't watch the NBA anymore.
Nah, I don't either. It's like baseball. Maybe it's just the age and the time. And I think you could get into it back then because that was really what everybody did. They watched sports, and there was no...
It was appointment television back then. They didn't have on-demand everything, you know?
Yeah, TiVo and DVR and all that shit. TiVo, man, that's still like a 20-year-old thing. I was acting like that's new technology, which it was the first DVR, right? So you couldn't just, if you wanted to watch something and expect that something cool is going to happen, you had SportsCenter hoping to catch that for the instant replay, or you had to watch it live. Or every Sunday late at night, you catch George Michael's Sports Machine.
Oh, man, I remember that.
I loved the Sports Machine, man. That shit was fun. He had the countdown at the end.
Yeah, old George Michael. That was like a Sunday night, and man, you knew it was school tomorrow.
Hell yeah. God, my dad would be watching that and turning on. I'd like go in there and watch it. It'd be late as hell, but they'd let me watch it, and I had to go to bed after. I'm George Michael, and welcome to the Sports Machine. Man, that shit was good stuff, though.
Man, it was good. That would have been funny if it was George Michael the singer. I'm George Michael. What are you? I don't even know.
As a kid, I always thought it was. I was like, is that what he looks like?
Damn.
I was a dumbass.
That shit's hilarious. Oh, man. George Michael.
Speaking of, UConn 49, Purdue 38. UConn looks like they're going to take this one home, but we'll see. Yeah. There's still plenty of basketball to play. So what else? We got the weekend wrap-up, lots of sports. We had an eclipse. There was some UFL.
Yeah, we had some pretty good UFL games.
Yeah, I actually watched a decent bit this weekend. I didn't get to watch a full game, but I turned the TV on, was poking at Birmingham. They looked pretty good. There was some mishaps early on, but it's good football. I think the UFL merger was the best thing ever. I really do. What'd you think? Did you get all the games? What'd you watch?
I watched the Stallions game and then the Battlehawks game. They pulled that one out at the end, I think, with a field goal. And the damn Brahmas and the other one, fucking bastards. I know I picked the opposite team of the Brahmas, whatever they had. And that was getting asked by the Showboats, and then I think the damn Brambis won at the end. Fuckers. I know Chris. Yeah. I know Wes picked the Brambis or whatever. So, bastard. They're getting blown out in the first goddamn half of the game. I don't know.
Wes was the only one I think that picked the Brambis. The Showboats were good last year, but it was pretty good. Pretty good ball games. I've enjoyed watching it, and like I said, I'm trying to make a commitment to get there. I know before the end of the season, I've said it, we got to go. I know this weekend I'm pretty busy, and I think they're at home. And next weekend, though, We'll have some folks at the house. I don't know what the times are, but we could turn on some games and shit.
Be fun. Hell yeah.
But yeah, it's fun, man. I think the merger was good. I think the teams are fun to watch. All the games were close. There was not a game this weekend that was decided by more than a touchdown. Birmingham and Michigan were the closest, or excuse me, the widest gap, and that was 7 points. There was a 1 point game, a 5 point game, a 3 point game, and a 7 point game. Man, that's competitive. I like that.
That's good shit. I think there was a beer snake at, did they do the beer snake? Somebody said something about a beer snake, but I didn't see any footage.
I think you're right. I think I saw one.
Hell yeah.
Gotta get down the beer.
Real trap shit.
What's up, Dave? What's
up, Wes? What up? How was your weekend?
I was pretty good. Hey, just chilling out, doing stuff. Y'all know about a player, yeah?
That sounds interesting. Oh, Wes.
What are
you doing? I guess I'm kind of tired because my man Bobby's just doing it all weekend. That's how it is when you're in the booth.
How long y'all been going out now?
That's about a year and a half, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. Have you popped the question yet?
Not yet, but I said saving up for a ring, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess I'm gonna go to Taylor Jewelers or some shit. I don't know, yeah.
I don't know either. I remember the commercial. I forgot. It's Jared's Jeweler, where the guy's in the car and it locks him in the car, and he's like fucking, and like taking the K Jewelers like against his will. That was a funny commercial. Anyway, I fucking laughed at that shit so bad because he was like in the car, right? He had this face, dude. The car locks. And, like, I don't know. It was just funny, man. I can't even, like, fucking encompass how funny that fucking commercial was.
I'm lying.
Yeah, Jared's, I think. I don't know.
Jared's Jeweler. Willie.
God help you, Wes.
Wes needs all the help he can get.
I did have sex with a girl this weekend.
Oh, weekend was pretty exciting. How did that go?
Did you have sex with a girl this weekend?
Yeah, I did. She was so fat, it took an hour to wash each butt cheek.
I'm a kid. That's pretty fat, yeah.
Good, yeah, it was a chore. That was a chore and a half. Oh, man. I had a weird thing. I got sick one day last week, but like it only lasted like a day. And usually when you get sick, you know, you got the day before where you have that weird feeling in your throat, and then like you're sick for a couple of days and then
you're
good.
So just kind of like
a day, man.
Like a little and brief like a, virus. Yeah,
weird. I don't know, man. It was like felt like the flu or something there for like a day.
It's creeping around, but I think it's hopefully subsiding. All the winter time and the little bastard kids hopefully have gotten over that kind of shit.
Slammed a bunch of chicken soup and Jell-O.
That sounds good as hell, though, man. I made some good-ass chicken soup this past. I need to do that again. Bust out the rice and chopped up chicken, some bone broth. God.
Oh, man, you made it nice.
Made it twice. Yeah. Well, the one time I actually made it with the store soup, but I just put bone broth in there and then I added more chopped up chicken chunks. And man, he airballed that. Whew. Whiff. I'm like talking mad about a player that's like on TV in a national championship with my fat ass sitting here. Ain't doing shit.
Oh, man. The chicken soup, man, is weird. It just does something. It's got some stuff in there. I try to get the reduced sodium stuff because the regular shit's like 800 milligrams of sodium up in there. Oof. It's fucking hella salty. But, so I try to get that shit that's reduced sodium, or there's another name for it too, healthy request. Some shit like that. Still salty, but it ain't as bad.
No, not nearly as bad. Did you ever get down those books back in the day, The Chicken Soup for the Soul?
No, I've seen them, though. All the girls had that shit.
Yeah, man, that shit made them feel good and stuff.
So you eat Chick-fil-A, man. Have you eaten it lately? Has their meat changed? I've heard some things.
I have not eaten it lately. I eat it, but it hasn't been as much. Used to eat it mostly when I was on the road. But I haven't tasted any different the last few times, but it's been a few weeks. So what has changed?
I think instead of no antibiotics ever, it's like no antibiotics that can mess with humans or something. So I've heard some stuff, but people are saying it tastes weird now. I don't know. Might be just people being stupid. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, you're going to be getting some of that bullshit no matter what and what you eat these days. If you buy it from, if you're not getting that shit straight from the farm or chopping up your own, I think you have to look at it. I don't know. I've got my condensed version of thoughts on that. I mean, because let's say you have a farm, right? You have chickens. You raise chickens. You got to lop their head off. They got to go to the market. Man, if you've ever been around animals and stuff, dude, that shit's going to rot and shit so fast and stuff, unless you flash freeze or whatever the hell they do it to. So there's, and you also want them to be growing healthy and big, so they're going to give them some shit. Not everything's going to be completely natural unless you have your own thing. So I don't think some of that stuff is as bad as people make it out to be, but I do think there's a lot of shit out there that people shouldn't eat that is as bad, but I don't know. Otherwise, it's just not going to make it to your table and stay fresh that long. They have to have some science in there, but I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's definitely got to do stuff to give it time. And like you said, so it can make it to the table and not spoil or whatever. So
yeah, I mean, it's like that, you know. There's some people that want to say, well, I would never eat that because, you know, it's got this in it, and I get it to a degree. But if you're gonna eat almost anything at the grocery store and you're not raising it yourself, if anything comes from a box, some pasta, you know, crackers or a soft drink, anything like that, I mean, unless you're eating straight up fruit, vegetables, and farm raised everything and paying $1 billion for it, one thing that you're eating is going to have some bullshit in it. You're just not going to escape it this day and age. You just got to do the best you can. That's all you can do.
Yes, true that. Man, so you got your meal prep for this week already.
Got it already. You know what? My wife made some protein balls, too, out of peanut butter, chocolate chip, honey. Yeah. What was it? A little bit of protein powder. I think it's peanut butter, honey, chocolate chips.
Baby loves my protein balls, yeah.
I knew it was coming.
What? Okay, wait a minute. What's in these protein balls?
I gotta ask her again. I think it has protein powder, chocolate chips, like the ones that don't have, that taste like cocoa and stuff, none of that bullshit. Oats. What else is in there? Honey. And peanut butter. I think that's it. Sounds right.
She ever makes sausage balls?
Yeah, she actually does. They're really good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, I think she made them for Christmas this past year or the year before. Man, they were the shit. I get down on the sausage. I fuck with the sausage balls.
Hell yeah, dude. Those are good.
Yeah. Did you make this weekend? Did you? Were you all eating out this weekend, or were you make anything? I thought you busted out some burgers.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I did. Yep. Some smash burgers, and I've been messing around with like steak salad here lately. I used some kind of meat it was. I think it was beef, but like it was like in these long rope looking. Damn. So I cut them up. Did like a steak salad, and then I got some beef tips and did a steak salad with those. It was already cut up. Wasn't bad, you know. I did like a Caesar. It's like a Caesar steak salad. So I can't find a fucking decent ranch. I need to start making my own ranch sauce. That's another thing I think I might start doing, because there's just no good ranch sauces out there.
I think that'd be good.
Unless you make it yourself, or you go to a bar where they make it themselves. Just can't find one in the store that's any good.
Yeah. I need to make some more stuff at home. I enjoy cooking and changing it up, but I eat so boring most of the time. I actually need to try new shit.
I'm like, that's a lot of vinegar in there, in the ranch sauce. Yeah, I'll keep it preserved on the shelf.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's not any good. It's all tangy. I don't like a tangy ranch sauce. That shit nasty.
No, yeah. Too much vinegar is going to make it bad.
Too much vinegar!
Ooh. Ugh, stinky too.
Damn! Out of the news. Oh man, were you ever into comic books?
A little bit. I actually talked about comic books with somebody this weekend. Yeah, for a while though, I went on a pretty big tear of comic books.
Oh man, you still have them at the house, like in the?
I wish I did. No, I do not.
Well, it looks like Superman's debut sells for a record-breaking $6 million.
God damn.
Ben Hooper. So a copy of the comic book that introduced Superman to the world became the most expensive comic book when it fit. It's just $6 million at auction. Heritage Auctions said the copy of the Action Comics number 1, 1938 comic book featuring the first appearance of Superman, attracted a record-breaking high bid of $6 million. Thursday's auction. The comic book featuring the iconic Man of Steel and its cover was inspected by the Collectible Grading Service, CGC, and given a grade of very fine plus 8.5, making it third highest graded copy of Action Comics number 1 known to still exist. CGC said only about 100 copies of the comic are believed to still exist, as the service has only graded 78 copies over the years. The comic was published by National Ally Publications, the predecessor to the modern-day DC Comics. The previous record for the most expensive comic book was a copy of Superman number 1 that sold privately for $5.3 million in 2022. And then what? The previous most expensive comic to that was sold at auction at a CGC near mint 9.6 copy of Amazing Fantasy number 15, the first appearance of Spider-Man, which sold for $3.6 million in September 2021. Oh man. Yeah, 10 cents and then $6 million.
God bless. You ever think that you may have had a baseball card or a comic book slip through your fingers that would later on go to be worth a lot of money?
Oh, man. Yeah. No, I'm trying to think right now, actually. I can't think of one personally, but I used to have a ton of baseball cards, so.
Yeah, I did too. I still believe they're down at my parents somewhere. I need to go look and see. Hopefully M. Wiggy didn't find them and sell them for $10.
I was looking at a Ken Griffey Jr. that's going for like $34,000.
God bless.
I can't remember which one it was. So like, you know, which kind of card it was, though.
Yeah, for a minute there, I had mine in the plastic, the sleeves, pretty touched away. And I don't know, I had a Michael Jordan card when he was in the minors. And I remember selling that in the newspaper. They had the bargain bonanza area, $100 or less, you could list it for free. And I was like 13 or some bullshit. And I listed that card for $40. Somebody offered me $17 and I sold it.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish I would. I don't even want to look up what that would be. I mean, I don't think it's worth, you know, tons, but I bet it's worth
what the hell. What kind of card was it again?
It's a Michael Jordan minor league baseball card.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? Just for shits and giggles, I'll look up Michael Jordan minor league baseball card to see if they're actually worth anything. They may not be. Maybe I did make decent with my $17.
Baby's granddad said he had a Honus Wagner, yeah.
Honus Wagner?
Oh, yeah. I'm on.
Oh, yeah, right. I bet maybe he did and then fucking trashed it. Those bastards are worth it. I don't think there's even, like, you can't find those.
Yeah, the Honus, yeah, they're, I don't think they're out there. So, yeah, some of these Michael Jordan cards, I cannot remember which one it was for the life of me. There's some of them that are cheap, $6-7 on eBay. And then there's some of them that are $45-50. And then a couple that sneak into the thousands. So maybe I did do okay. $17 back in the day.
There you go.
Yeah. Hit a lick back then when I was 12.
Dum dum diddy. Oh, I know you've been, you back to working out. You've been working out, right? What do you, it was like 3 times a week? What do you do?
I usually break it up. I try to lift 3 times a week, and then I try to do some cardio 2-3 times a week. And yeah, try to get something in every day, but lifting 3 times a week, mostly, sometimes 4 if I'm feeling extra spunky, but yeah, usually 3 and 3.
We got an Illinois man that does 26,100 squats in 24 hours to break a world record. This one also by Mr. Ben Hooper. Now, you can check this out on YouTube if you look up squatting for 24 hours. Decatur man. Now, is this Decatur, Alabama or Georgia?
Decatur,
I'm not sure, but it says an Illinois man. It's got to be Decatur, Illinois, too. Okay. I did say Illinois man, didn't it?
You did, but you know what? There's...
Yeah, I mean, he could have lived somewhere else, but I'm guessing it's Decatur, Illinois, since it said it, and it's just kind of where it's going. Anyway, an Illinois man did 26,100 squats in 24 hours to break a Guinness World Record and raise money for charity. Tony Perrano of Decatur aimed to break the world record of 25,000 squats in 24 hours, which was set by Rhode Island man Joe Reverdes in 2020. Pirano surpassed Reverdes' total as well as his own goal of 26,000 squats, but video of his attempt must still be reviewed by Guinness World Records for official certification. He started his squats at 5 a.m. Thursday and ended his attempt at 5 a.m. Friday. He took 30-second breaks after each set of 22, with some longer breaks peppered in to make sure he had energy for the long haul. The record attempt raised money for the Marion County Horizon Center of Decatur and Mount Zion, which provides housing, employment opportunities, and other resources for adults with developmental disabilities. So yeah, squatting for 24 hours. Check that video out if you want to look at this dude.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Man, he's getting on it.
I mean, I like to do squats as part of my workout, but they're probably my least favorite that I actually do because they're good for you, man. Build up your lower body, your core. Good total body effort. But to do 26,100 and to do it for 24 hours, that's fucking impressive. You find good records. The past couple have been incredible. These motherfuckers are superhumans.
Yeah, well, I would not do that.
No, I would be bored as shit. God, a whole fucking day of that? God bless.
Who gives the money to these people? Like, how do they? How does that raise money? Like, is there some like sponsor or something? I guess.
You know what? Maybe he did it for a foundation, and maybe hey, we're talking about it on the show right now. So maybe it just brings awareness to that foundation, and people are like, "Oh man, that's great! That guy did something for a full day of squats." Let's give to the Marion County Horizon Center of Decatur and Mount Zion.
Yeah, donations, I guess, it could be it. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty then.
Yeah, okay, did it for a good cause. That's a decent human being, I suppose.
Yeah, why not? Oregon truck crashes, releases 77. Yeah.
Yeah, bust right into that after we compliment a charity.
I don't think anybody died. They released 77,000 salmon into the wrong body of water. This one is also by Ben Hilbert. Officials attempting to repopulate a river with salmon hit a setback when a truck crashed and released 77,000 of the fish into the wrong body of water. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife said a tanker truck was transporting about 102,000 spring Chinook smolts, adolescent salmon, for release into the Imnana River when it rolled alongside Looking Glass Creek, a tributary of the Grande Ronde River. The crash caused about 77,000 of the fish to wind up in the creek, far from their intended destination. Quote, the Union County Sheriff's Department responded immediately and assisted with on-scene assessments and vehicle recovery options. ODFW said in a news release, small amounts of diesel fuel were quickly contained and did not result in a hazardous material spill response. End quote. The fish came from Looking Glass Hatchery, which raises Chinook salmon to be released for tribal and sport harvest, as well as to supplement the Imnaha River's wild population, which is considered threatened. The driver of the truck suffered only minor injuries and is recovering. So, I like some salmon, man. You eat salmon?
All the time. Love it. That is one of my favorite fish for sure. But yeah, I did that.
So how do you cook them? Do you cook them like medium rare? You cook them all the way? How do you do that?
You know what? I just kind of gauge it. It's one of those things I've actually experimented in the air fryer again. And really, what I do is I cut them up into bites and make salmon bites for the kids. They love them. Put them in there for about, 12 minutes, maybe 10, kind of low, kind of cook it a little bit. I've always heard you still want the fish a little where you can press it and it pops back a little bit. So you don't want to obviously overcook it or it tastes like shit. Undercook it, I'd rather be a little undercooked on fish, but I don't know where it'd probably fall into a medium-ish area.
Yeah, I think you can eat it damn near raw, but I'm kind of weird about that shit. I saw something like a news story about a lady who was. She like ate sushi a lot, and she had a bunch of parasites all in her body and shit. Man, I was wigging out.
Oh God!
It's like I ain't never eating this shit again. I showed like the X-ray, dude. That shit was freaky. I know she probably ate some booty ass sushi from somewhere, man. I'm pretty sure it wasn't, how it's supposed to be, kind of thing. But oh God, man, fuck. Shit still freaks me out. But salmon is really good if it's like medium rare, man. It's very yummy.
Yes. Especially if you go to a good grocery store, higher end, that has it sitting on the ice or whatever, and it's packed and it's fresh caught, whatever. And you can look at it and tell that that's good stuff. Some of the ones I buy, and again, we go back to whatever's in the product. That's probably why I cook it. It's already the prepackaged stuff, and they have it. It's got that fishy smell to it. So, yeah, try to cook it up. But what's ironic is a fish dying in a car wreck. I don't know why. There's something weird about that. Or a truck wreck, to be honest. But some of them escaped. Look like 25,000 perished in the overturned truck accident. Your segue into that was funny after we were talking about charity. A truck crashed.
Shit happens.
Yeah, it does. Is there besides...
go ahead.
I was going to say, besides salmon, do you have any other fish that tops your list that you like to get down on?
Cod is good, like fried cod.
Yeah,
that's a favorite. Trying to think. Yeah, we like salmon. I'm not big on like fish, but it's good. I probably need to like look at more stuff. But catfish is good. It's just something I don't eat a lot. Yeah. Whiting is good. Yeah, what about you? Good. You're the fisherman, man. You're out there catching stuff.
Yeah, I need to go this year.
You ever catch and like eat stuff, or you just catch and release?
I've done both. Most of the places that go around here, the lakes and things like that, I don't really get down too much unless it's a really big lake. I've had plenty of times before, but I'm not really into the freshwater fish that we have here, like bass. I mean, you can eat a bass, you can eat a bluegill. It's not bad, but it's just not. If you're accustomed to eating a salmon at a grocery store, you probably don't want to get down that. Catfish, a different story. I've caught catfish before and have eaten it. Pretty good. If I go down to the Gulf, I've caught fish before. Whiting, for sure.
You like crawfish?
I can't eat it. It's shellfish, so.
Oh, damn it. That's right. Yeah, you're allergic. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Have you ever eaten it, though, before the allergy?
Yes, 100%. Go to the crawfish boil and got down. I think you and I went before, but maybe not. I know Wes and I had gone before and enjoyed some crawfish and had a whole spread. And yeah, before the allergy, I got down a lot on it. Loved it.
Did you eat the brains?
Probably. I just, you know, pull. What do you? I don't even remember how to do it. You pull the shell out and just suck the shit.
Suck the head, yeah.
And yeah, I think eat the tails, and some people don't like the brains, but that's like the best part. It's like got all the creamy, good stuff in there. So,
is that what you get down on?
Yeah, why not, man? Fuck it.
Yeah, sure.
I like it, man. I like it. I had veal. Have you ever had veal?
I had veal.
It's fucking great.
You have it at your spot?
Yeah, the French joint. Yeah. So, I usually don't do appetizers, but this time I did like a jumbo asparagus, right? Mm. And then they put these breadcrumbs over it with like Parmesan cheese. Oh, shit, dude.
God damn.
That shit was amazing. It was like I was eating like a piece of meat or something. It was so good. Yeah. And then I did the veal. That was amazing. That shit was so good. Oh, my God. And it had like these vegetables with this béarnaise sauce on there. Man, that shit was stupid good. Béarnaise. I don't even know what that is, man. But that shit was slamming. God damn. Yeah, dude. That shit was so fucking good. And then for dessert, I did like a chocolat pot de crème. It's basically like, you know, chocolate pudding. You know? That shit was good too, man. Shit, I love hitting the spot up every now and again. Well, I try to go every week, but I might chill for a minute. I don't know. Maybe not. The goddamn... They changed the menu up, so they try to keep it interesting.
Shit, if it's good, it's good.
That's true. Usually I get the steak if I go down there, but, you know, I've just been, like, you know, trying to switch it up. Like, the trout's really good. Veal's very amazing. And then the lamb, I have not tried the lamb shank yet, which I might do next time. But, yeah, that veal was like, God, man, I was like, damn. Tasted like just a really good steak, which I guess veal, that's what, like a calf or whatever, but I'll give it out. That shit was fucking stupid. God.
Shit, I get down all the time. Man. I like it. Not all the time, but I've had it a lot, and I've always enjoyed veal.
Yeah, it's good, man. I saw some ground veal at the store, and I was like, man, maybe I should make veal burgers, but I didn't end up getting any.
How much is that shit a pound?
You know, I don't even remember. I remember it looked different, though, in the package. Like, you look at ground beef, you know, it's got, like, a medium red color. This shit was, like, really light pink looking. It's crazy. But I was like, veal burgers. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to try that next time if I go in there. And it's there, but haven't been there the last couple times. So I went to stock up on provisions because of the eclipse, right?
Right.
Oh, man. Well, I got a little bit of blockchain news here. This will be the last one, I guess. The new star is a new blockchain handheld announced. It'll cost probably $500. And it looks like this one's by Zach Zwing. Orgs Games is coming out with this one. Looks kind of like a Game Boy, basically, like a clear red Game Boy. It's kind of what it resembles. It's a handheld gaming console that will let players earn bitcoins while playing games that are connected to a larger blockchain network. It's not out yet, but will likely cost around $500, according to the company behind the device. So, you know, a lot of people is doing AI. But we got people that's still dedicated to NFTs, crypto, and the blockchain. Bitcoins look like dropped $5,000 last week. So still seems to be a market for this kind of thing. So, I guess it's going to be called the BitBoy One. It's also designed to be a crypto wallet. It'll be, able to play classic games, assuming you provide the ROMs. And we'll let you earn Bitcoin crypto by playing specific blockchain play-to-earn games. If the device looks very familiar, that's because it seems to be heavily based on similar retro devices like the Miamu Mini and the Ambernic RG35XX. In fact, BitBoy 1 shares a lot of the same internal specs of these popular mini retro handhelds. However, those devices cost between $60 and $100, which we already said this one is by $500. The device is very deeply rooted inside of Bitcoin. The person behind the device, entrepreneur Zerth. So the whole design language, naming, Bitcoin, it's all going to come with a 3D rendering of the physical device, which will be an ordinal. What's an ordinal? Well, ordinals are a way to create Bitcoin NFTs by attaching data such as images, videos, and more to an individual Satoshi. The smallest form of Bitcoin currency on the base Bitcoin blockchain. So, yeah, it looks like this is coming out. The creator also claims you'll be able to mine Bitcoin using the device, but the weak, tiny BitBoy 1 won't be able to actually earn much there. The mining power of the physical device is very, very weak. It will take years to mine. You will not make any real money from it, but it's for fun. That's what the dude said. So I don't know about this thing. It doesn't say when it's going to come out, so who knows? It might not even come out, but kind of an interesting little device there. But I'm not going to be pre-ordering it anytime soon, so.
Not gonna get
what do you do? Oh.
I think I missed the boat on making money in crypto. I don't know if it's still there. Is it? Maybe it is.
Yeah, I got some stuff, but I had switched phones and like the authenticator. I gotta try to get into it the other day, and I couldn't pull my fucking account up that I had on my other phone. I don't know. I need to look at that shit because I got some Bitcoin. I got Ethereum. I think I got some Shiba Inu too, but I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on with it. It's been fucking couple of years probably since I've logged into that thing.
Yeah.
I need to see what the hell's going on.
Yeah, get down on it. You might be surprised. You might have something there.
Maybe. Maybe I have some money slipping though.
Yeah, you could be like M. Wiggy, who had a couple of Bitcoin that he bought over a decade ago when it was cheap, and he lost the computer.
Damn, so he still got it?
Technically, he would be the owner. He had a wallet, had it locked away, and I think he had given it to his ex-wife. I think it got tossed and probably buried somewhere in a landfill somewhere.
Huh.
That seems to be the way it goes with him.
Well, damn. Well, dang.
I can actually imagine his ass trying to find out what landfill it went to and be digging up there and stuff. Never finding it, but he'd rather hold on to hope that he's going to uncover it.
That's fucking funny. You ever thought of getting any goats for the house? Just like post them out in the front yard and eat grass and shit?
I thought about it for my parents' place. Really did. Down the field.
You know, they ought to, man. I didn't even think about that. That would be a good place to have some goats.
Yeah, be great. Big Mustard actually suggested that. He has some goats. Did you know that?
Oh, he has some? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said he sells them. I think he has like 7 or 8, but I know he, from what I understand, when they get bigger, he sells them and makes a decent little bit of money on them. Yeah,
goat meat's supposed to be pretty good. I know that those West Africans love goat, man. I worked with a bunch of them at this one dude, man, he was telling me all about it. He was like, I take a goat and I slit the throat and man, oh my damn. He's like, the head is the best part.
Oh,
like, all right, man, I'll take your word for it, man. But he's getting excited.
Yeah, man, I don't want him to be killing the damn thing, but
I'd probably eat goat. I mean, I don't think I've ever had goat before, so maybe that's some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'd get down on it. I don't think I have either, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Maybe that's the next thing I need to try.
Get down on some goat. Yeah, if they got it at the store, bust it out. Let us know what it's like.
Goat burgers.
Mix all the animals you can. You know, a chicken, a veal, a goat, some beef, some fish.
don't know. I probably wouldn't do that one. Take the fish out. Mix all the other meats, though, in equal parts. Ground it up into some ground beef and make a four-animal burger.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The best of the best of the best burger.
Yeah, could be cool.
It tastes like shit.
Give it a Jughead. He might like that shit. Yes.
Who knows? Maybe it'd be good. Maybe you got to get the seasonings and stuff down for something like that.
Yeah, could be good.
Drinking on any beer this evening, or are you alcohol-free?
I'm alcohol-free this evening. I think I drink almost a little bit every day this week, and Saturday had a little more than probably should. And I talked about that with my wife this weekend. The tolerance thing is real. Once you slow down, then you start trying to drink again. God, it takes nothing to get you buzzed and feeling like shit. But if you stay drinking, you usually feel pretty decent. So you feel decent. You feel worse, but you're just accustomed to feeling bad. Maybe that's what it is.
Could be. It's good to stop every now and again. I don't know. I might have to quit for a while. I don't know. But the only thing is, like, when I go to the bar, then it's weird. Like, what am I fucking doing here? Like, you know, ice water and queso, I guess. And chips and queso, man.
Chips and queso. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it, and I've been able to drink a lot slower, but I've enjoyed that. I think pacing myself was always hard, and I don't know if I always thought I could handle a decent volume, a small guy, so I could always put back some liquid, and food and stuff like that. But that was always my issue. I would go so hard early on, you know, have the first three beers in the hour. And then be like, oh, fuck, I feel like shit. But then after you drink so much, you want to keep the party going and drink more. So I've tried to slow down where if I'm having a beer, I'm actually taking the time, drinking it, enjoying it. And, not just absolutely becoming a train wreck. Not been too bad. Done well.
There you go.
I had to quit drinking all shit and blood, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah, maybe it's time to stop drinking then.
I would think so. Shit and blood.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, hello.
What do you mean?
Oh. Well, don't do that, my friend. All right. Let's go ahead and take a bit of a break, y'all. If you guys need to get some refreshments or go to the bathroom, you should do that. And, we will be back in a moment. Looks like we got a new basketball champion, the UConn Huskies. 75-60 over the Purdue Boilermakers.
They are incredibly good, UConn is.
Damn. Yeah, they beat ass.
Yeah, they whooped ass. They're good. Look at all these guys.
Oh.
What are they? So they're 6-0 in national championship games that they've competed in? That's ridiculous.
Who won last year? Do you remember?
I think it was UConn, wasn't it?
Jeez.
I don't know. I said they're back to the first team to repeat back to back. I just got the ESPN notification. So I don't know. It makes sense, though. UConn, weather up there is cold a lot. So stay indoors and play basketball and get good at it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Look at them celebrate. That does not look like as aggressive as like a football celebration. It's like they're all just kind of cornered up and like dancing a bit and chilling. Enjoy the ride, though. Fuck it.
I'm not even watching it. I don't have TBS, but there's some kind of something on here about Alex Smith and his fine-ass wife. What up, girl? She's pretty hot.
What a dude.
Yeah, he got his leg all messed up, and I think he almost died or something.
I think so. Wasn't there a big issue with that or a couple years ago?
Yeah. He got... I can't remember how that happened. Like, he gets sacked, or his leg got rolled up on, or something, man. Fucked it all up. And, he almost died from, I don't know, from all that. But, I think he actually came back and played a little bit before retiring. So, hey, man, it is what it is. He was making pretty good money in the league from when he started. It was the first overall pick or something. So
he was up there. I couldn't remember. Was it the first overall pick?
I think he was. Like 05 maybe. But yeah. So
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith.
Let's see. First overall pick. I believe it was. Ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, because he went to San Francisco, and I think Aaron wanted to go to San Francisco because he grew up in the Bay Area or something.
And the coach said Aaron Rodgers' personality would not mesh with him. Leg injury during a game against the Houston Texans in 2018. Smith suffered a spiral and compound fracture to his tibia and fibula in his right leg when he was sacked by Kareem Jackson and J.J. Watt. Injury drew parallels to former Washington QB Joe Theismann. So he had a snap. I saw that happen in person once. That was the most disgusting sound I've ever heard in my life. Hearing a human leg snap at the bottom. So
that would not be fun.
No, we were doing an obstacle course race, and this girl was trying to go over, like hold on to a zip line that was going over like this water, like a pond or something. And everybody was in line. And for some reason, I don't know why, maybe she couldn't hold on, but she just let go after she ziplined and before she got in the water, and she fell about 10, 12 feet right onto the ground and landed and hit her leg. And you just heard it go and saw it. And I was looking right at it when it happened. And it was a disturbing sound. An injury. So, sorry, Alex Smith, that sucks, but you made plenty of money. She did not.
Yep. That's, it's not as bad as like pro throw, man. He got injured in college and never could do anything with his career. That's a pretty gruesome injury.
Yeah. So, yeah. I wish he would have had the chance to, go to the league and make some real money. He deserved it. He was extremely talented. Speaking of pro throw, he worked for Regions Bank, Coca-Cola, Toyota dealership. After that, man, one of the most talented guys in that leg break. Oh, poor dude.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker. He was a hell of a receiver.
God, he was good at everything. Punt returns, receiver, just a fucking athlete. One of the best Alabamas in the early pre-Saban era. Absolutely got to be the best modern post-Bear pre-Saban era,
Mm-hmm. So. And then you had Marcus Lattimore. Or he got his dude just ran into his fucking shit, and fucked his shit up. He got on a protein, but he didn't end up doing anything. That's, you know, those are the cases where NIL, it's like, man, you know, and those guys are probably getting some money anyway, but I mean, man, whew, that sucks. Like, the NIL would have been good for, like, that kind of deal, man, because you never know when it's going to happen, and it's, can definitely happen to you. So, yeah. Never know when you're going to, your shit's going to get cut short.
Yeah, and I think that's why, you know, the NIL is such a hard territory to navigate because, yeah, these guys that are out here asking and trying to make millions and rock their career early, let's be honest, they're not thinking about, they're thinking about that bag right now. They're not worried about long-term stuff and long-term financial planning. They're just trying to get the money. And I don't blame them for a bit, but for guys like a Prothrow, like that would have been a nice insurance policy to have, at least a little bit. I'm not saying you're going to make $5 million, but he would have had a lot of value back then, especially he was up and coming that season. He could have probably cleared, you know, six figures easy. What do you think?
Oh yeah,
back then even
he definitely would have went pro, or some, you know, someone would have given him a chance. He would have went in the draft. I mean, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And even in college, if there was some NIL or something, he would have had at least some money if that injury would have happened. So, yeah, I mean, that would have been, it's a weird thing to navigate. You're putting your body on the line. But, man, how do we get onto this injury, snapping the legs?
I was watching this. I was looking at Alex Smith's wife's tits and – E60. Okay. Yeah, E60. Oh, man. Damn, his leg's all fucked up, man. Damn.
Ooh.
I'm looking at that shit. It's all scarred up. Wow. Yeah,
then we That's went funky. In to empathize with Tyrone Prothrow and talk about pre-Saban Alabama players. Good way to go down that rabbit hole. Always fun. But, yeah, man, those injuries are nasty like that. That's a – I couldn't imagine what that shit would feel like.
Oh, yeah. That would – not be fun. Have you ever broken a leg or anything?
Broke my foot. Shattered the whole fucking thing.
Huh. You remember it? Or were you like really young?
Very well. I was in seventh grade and I was, I had a table that I used to do aggressive inline skating. Oddly enough, I was not skating with it. So I built I can't remember, like a box ramp where it has like the flat top at the top and then a ramp on each side. My granddad and I built it. Pretty cool. And anyways, one night I decided to take the box and put it out in front of my basketball goal and try to jump and slam dunk because I was a fucking idiot kid. And I did it, missed the dunk, actually. I came down on the wall and there was a retaining wall there and my foot, like my toes and front part of my foot landed on the ground and the heel, the back part landed against the retaining wall. So the middle just cracked in half. And broke all five toes, three metatarsals, cracked my heel, and almost broke every bone in my foot. So, was not pleasant. Yeah, I crawled inside the house. My foot swelled up so bad, they had to cut it off at the hospital. But I remember going to my mom and telling her I broke my foot, and I was crying. And like any good, loving Southern mother, with sons, she said, "You're all right. Stop crying." And I think she realized once she looked at my foot, I started to look at it, and we couldn't get the shoe off, and I was screaming. I think she realized we had a problem. So, man, what sucked ass about that I remember, this was 2 weeks before school got out for seventh grade, 2 weeks before the summer. So I was in a cast all summer.
Oh, shit.
And I got it off, I think, like 2 weeks before school started again. So it was... fucked up. Oh, terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Yeah, it was a rough summer. Sat at home a lot and didn't get to go out and do all the cool shit I should have been doing that summer. So, yeah. Lots of Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
That summer. Classic.
Yeah, good game. But yeah, that was the only time, and foot seems to be fine now. Doesn't really cause me any pain or any issues. Yeah, it was pretty gruesome thinking about it now, but I was in a cast just for 3 months and healed right up. But they didn't have to actually go in and operate. The way my bones broke, luckily they were able to just set it. I did have to have quote unquote surgery, but it was not invasive. They had to put me under, the doctor had to set it back into place, basically manipulate it with his hand and shit, put all the bones, line them up, and then put it in a cast, and hey, good to go. Yeah, you ever broke a bone?
I broke my leg once.
Damn, how'd you do that?
It was coming off the slide, and yeah, I remember a lot. I was young, and I remember going to the hospital, and yeah, it was not fun. But I don't remember a lot of it. That's the only thing. It's such a long time ago.
Sure. You must have been young.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, I don't remember like the pain or anything. I just remember like certain, I remember coming off the slide. I remember going to the hospital and yeah, lots of Jello. And then,
you still get down on it.
Yeah. I do like some Jello, man. The red Jello.
Red Jello. You know what? We need some Jello shots next weekend.
Ooh, those are dangerous.
I know. I try to. God, I've actually been back and forth. The first time I made them, I like doubled the alcohol, and that's like
it hit you all at one time, man. Fuck.
Everybody was getting fucked up. I think that was maybe our first field party, or maybe it was sometime. And I remember, I know you were there. I busted all of the Jello shots, and they were like heavy. Because I remember making them, and I was like, oh, fuck, those are way too heavy. So I think the next time I went with a margin less than they suggested, just so people could actually enjoy them and not get, like, fucked up. So it was actually, I think it ended up being a quarter shot per Jello shot. So it's nothing. But you're right, they're dangerous because you make so much. I think 2 boxes makes a shitload of those things. And they're so good. So, I mean, you know, you have 4, you have a shot, and it's easy to have 4. Hell, it's easy to have 12 of them bastards. So they will creep up on you, my friend.
Yeah. Definitely. I remember one of my ex-girlfriends, she got shitty off those things one night. Man, I had to hold her hair back, and that shit was not fun.
Oh, off of Jello shots, too.
Yeah, she had... ate so many of them, she wasn't fucked up, and then I'll hit her at one time, so. Ooh. Whoa, that happens. It happens, kind of like our vintage game review coming up. I don't know if we've done this one before. I might have done this one on a way earlier episode, but whatever. Star Fox 2.
I don't remember, but I like Star Fox 2.
Yeah. You know, Star Fox 1 was all right. Star Fox 2. So this game was actually developed or completed in 95, but did not release until 2017 on a Super NES Classic Edition. Like the original Star Fox 2 pushed the graphical capabilities of the SNES with the Argonauts Super FX chip. Dylan Cuthbert was the lead programmer, with Shigeru Miyamoto returning as producer and Kaitsui Ijiguchi as the director. Star Fox 2 introduces semi-real-time gameplay, new ship types, new playable characters, and a more advanced 3D game engine. The story continues the battle against Emperor Andross, who seeks to destroy the Lylat system. By 95, 3D technology was getting on it, and the 3D market was expanding, with competition from Sony PlayStation and Sega Saturn concerned that 16-bit graphics of Star Fox 2 would compete poorly against newer games. Nintendo canceled Star Fox 2 to prioritize the Nintendo 64. Now, the Nintendo 64 game Star Fox 64 in 97 incorporated some concepts introduced in Star Fox 2. I might need to review Star Fox 64. I don't think I've played that one.
That'd be sweet.
Huh. In the years after the cancellation, various prototype ROM images were leaked online. In 2017, Star Fox 2 was officially released for the first time as a 21-game, included in the Super NES Classic Edition. In 2019, it became available for Nintendo Switch as a part of the Nintendo Switch Online, which is how I played it. Instead of following mostly linear paths inside predefined missions as a Star Fox, the player moves a team of two ships freely around a map that represents the Lilat system. When the player ships make contact with enemy forces, the game switches to an action perspective, piloting the R-Wing ship directly with controls and gameplay similar to the first Star Fox. When the player clears the specified objectives, they're taken back to the map screen to select a new destination. The objective is to beat all enemy forces present in the map while defending planet Carinia, preventing his damage level from reaching 100%. The player must intercept fighters and incoming IPBMs and the planetary ballistic missiles, while also dealing with battleships which deploy more fighter squadrons and planetary bases which fire IPBMs. Carinia's damage level reaches 100%, or if the player runs out of extra ship, the game ends. General Pepper employs a satellite that can shoot down enemies on a limited basis. The player must also defend the installation from special enemies that can take over the satellite and use his cannon to fire at Carinia. The player also encounters a Star Wolf mercenary team and various bosses. It's a pretty cool game, man. I mean, Star Fox was like a big fucking thing when it came out, but I don't know. Replaying this one just kind of reminds me of the first one. I'm going to go with a 2.5 on this. It's not bad, but it's nothing special.
Yeah, this is one of the more recent classics that wasn't game because it's on the SNES Classic. I had a buddy that had one, so I got down on it recently. I say recently, in the past, since they've been released, it's probably years ago. But yeah, Star Fox, when it came out, was huge. It was on every cover. Everybody was talking about it. Kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? A flagship games for the SNES. Star Fox, you know, Super Mario World, games like that. So I think people were excited when Star Fox 2 finally released, wasn't it, 20 fucking years later?
Yeah.
But it's cool, man. And the one thing I liked about Star Fox and a lot of the games back then is they just took the most random animals and made them characters and heroes and shit. It's the weirdest thing in a weird way.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. There's like a frog in there and
yeah,
a lot of shit.
Yeah, you always had the weird, I mean, can you imagine?
A rabbit.
Yeah,
a fox. some kind of weird bird-looking thing. I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right.
A weird bird-looking thing. Yeah, they remind me of the Rockafire Explosion, the Pizza Hut band. Pizza Hut, the Showbiz band. All the animatronics and stuff. They're very unique characters. But that's fun. It's kind of that kooky 90s video game character. Good color on this game too. I'm looking at some of the clips, and like I said, I was I need to get me a SNES throwback console. I only got the NES right now, but I think it's a cool game. I think 2.5 stars is fair. I think it's not going to live up to the original Star Fox, but you know, quirky, fun cast of characters. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, kind of bad play. So. Go out there and get on it, go get it, and try it out. Yeah, I don't know. I need to do Star Fox 64 next time. I don't know what game I'm gonna do next. You'll see on the next episode, folks. Boom.
Do you have any in mind that you want to do? Oh, sorry.
No, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Do you have any in mind? I need to get some more because I'm running out, but I know there's still a ton of games out there.
Yeah, I've been playing I'll give you just a quick crash on what I've done lately. I looked to see if they actually had the pre-order for NCAA 25. Pre-order's not out. Even though I don't have the system, I was just going to go ahead and pre-order the game. They'll announce that soon, apparently.
But then I've been playing Skyrim a little more, a little newer game, so not as much fun to review than a throwback game. Resident Evil, I downloaded it not too long ago, the original for PlayStation. I think that's a fantastic game. Did you like Resident Evil?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was good. I don't know if we went down that. So for me, yeah, that would be one that I would look forward to get back in. It's hard to control. I think that's when you're finally getting into those 3D. Resident Evil wasn't necessarily open world because you still had to follow a little bit of a linear path, but it's kind of clunky to shoot shit like that. Not as easy as they are nowadays, but still a really fun game. Scares the hell out of me at several parts of it.
Let's see, Red Dead Redemption 2. We can like beat that woman's ass. It's outside of the.
Yeah, I've done it before.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I was watching Joe Rogan or whatever was talking about that. It's funny.
That's a funny ass video when that dude does that, and everybody's like laughing, and then there's like so many people like having such pushback for him, like, "Oh, you piece of shit." That's
funny. Yeah, and then everybody started doing shit.
Yeah, all I did was encourage everybody else to do the shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
So crazy.
Huh. Well, we do have UFL picks. Yep. Man, I know I recorded shitty last week.
You improved by one game. Hey, everybody was, well, you know what? You got better. I stayed the same. Wiss got a little worse. I was 3-4 yet again. So my UFL has been pretty good so far. Grant Mills, you were 2-4. You were, not bad. Improved over, and Wiss went down a game. He was also 2-4, but a good pick for the Brahmas for him. Universally, Birmingham was picked. So, a good weekend. The football was good this weekend. I know we talked about it a little earlier when we teased our UFL picks, but Birmingham 2-0, looking pretty solid. Battlehawks, man. I'm glad they won. They're kind of my dark horse team. Maybe it's just because McCarron's back there. Kind of like him as a quarterback. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm glad we got some kind of something. Some kind of football to watch again, man. Because that time between Super Bowl ending and then now, and brutal.
Yeah, and they're actually pretty fun to now that it's combined and just the UFL. We've talked about it ad nauseum. I don't want to beat it to death. It's better than trying to be like, well, did you watch USFL? Well, did you watch XFL? I didn't really. Yeah. Now it makes it easier. It's fun. I think they kept the best teams. And I wish they would expand a little bit. I know that depends on how it does, but 8 teams is a little tough. So, but the good news is, man, I like that they break it up with 2 games on Saturdays and 2 games on Sundays typically. I think the week after this one they'll have – ooh, you know what? That's good, though, for us. If we're hanging out on the 20th, there's 3 Saturday games. So
that'd be nice. Cool.
Yeah, the only shitty thing is 2 of them are at 7 o'clock. So, Yeah, they got a 12:30 game, 11:30 Central, so people want to come over around lunch or whenever. We can watch the Memphis Battlehawks and Memphis Battlehawks, Memphis Showboat, St. Louis Battlehawks, and then DC Defenders, Birmingham, blah, blah, blah. But that's not till next week. Grant Mills, what do we have in week 3 set up?
Week 3, starting on Saturday, April the 13th. Got the Defenders and the Renegades at the 12 p.m. game, ESPN, ESPN Plus. What do you think on that?
Defenders and I'm going to go Defenders on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Defenders as well.
I'm going with the Renegades, yeah.
And then the 6 o'clock game. the 6 o'clock game is the Showboats and the Stallions on Fox.
Yeah, I'm going to go Birmingham Stallions. They had kind of a little rivalry last year. I think Memphis was the only team to upset Birmingham. I think that's the past 2 years, and then Birmingham always got that second game. So Birmingham Stallions, giddy up.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Stallions.
No, I'm picking home team now with the Stallions.
Hell yeah.
All right. And Sunday, slate. 11 o'clock, yay, ABC, ESPN. Got the Roughnecks and the Panthers.
I'm going to rock with the Panthers.
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to go with the Roughnecks.
I'm going with the Roughnecks, yeah.
And then we had a 2 o'clock game. It's also on ABC, ESPN+, Battlehawks, Brahmas. What are you thinking here?
Oh, home team will be the Brahmas. How have the Brahmas done? They were the ones that Wiss picked last week.
2-0.
Yeah, and the Battlehawks are low. I like AJ McCarron. For some reason, I'm riding with the Brahmas on this one, though. I'm going to go Brahmas.
Yeah, I'm going Brahmas as well.
I'm
going
with the fucking
Battlehawks this team. All right. So, that is your... That's our UFL picks for this fucking week. Oh, man. So, are you ready for the week coming up there, Jay Wiggy?
It has already been one. Well, we got some more rain in the forecast. It's been busy for me professionally. I've been working on the deck, so, man, I'm ready for the – I don't want to be one of those guys that lives for the weekend, but I am looking forward to it already. This weekend going to be busy with – I know we have some kid stuff this weekend, but –
kid stuff? More. You got some birthday parties or something?
Oh, yeah, birthday parties. I know that. I know got to go somewhere. I think one of them has cheer stuff. It's just a lot. As always, on the move somewhere, but – I'm looking forward to the weekend after that, getting the boys together, a little barbecue, hang out, chew. And but we'll get ahead of ourselves. We'll focus on this one day at a time. What do you got going on? Anything exciting this week? This April, middle of April already, almost.
Not really, man. Just living life, my friend.
Chilling. You were at home today working?
Yeah, it sucked. I hate admin days.
Yeah, it gets tough. I actually put some grind on work today. I needed to catch up on some stuff. I told myself Friday. That's the hard thing, and I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten more disciplined. There's no way in hell I could be reasonably disciplined 20 years ago trying to work at home. But, yeah, I told myself Friday, man. I just wasn't feeling it. It's Friday. I had some shit to do here at the house. Wanted to get started on, so I cut out about 2:30, 3 o'clock. I was like, man, I'll make it up Monday, and today, you know, I paid for it. I think I grinded from this morning, 8 o'clock, till around 6:30-ish, maybe a little later, and didn't really take a lunch, just straight work. So, hey, that's what I did, though. Balance that time. I said I wasn't going to do it Friday, so I had to make it up then. So, it was it worth it? I don't know.
What, you just have to fill out claim forms or something?
Yeah, just catch up on some claims, emails, phone calls. You got to, sometimes it's babysitting people. People that file claims, you got to call them and let them know what the status is. Hey, I just want to say, can I just get an update? Oh, hell no.
Update these nuts.
Yeah. I need to bust that out. Update these nuts.
Well, that's not very professional.
Hey, I'm going to call your supervisor.
Yeah.
Always some bullshit.
All right. Well, we got another week on the horizon, man. Got your meal prep ready.
Yeah.
You said you had chicken sandwiches tonight for dinner, right?
Chicken sandwiches. So
was that tonight?
Yeah. Chicken sandwiches was tonight. This week, probably a lot of chicken on the front end. Might stop by and get some salmon. After we've been talking about some fish tonight, salmon's sounding good. So probably trying to keep it clean this week. We need to break out our, next week, we need to break out our itinerary and our food prep for the weekend. I'll give you a hint. Mine's going to be in styrofoam. It's going to be a single piece of chicken with a single piece of rice.
Yes!
And there'll be eight of them.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited. Do you have any last thoughts, final thoughts for tonight, anything before we get up out of here?
I got some corny ass shit. Signing off tonight, but before we go, remember, never trust atoms. They make up everything. Until next time, keep laughing.
Wiss.
I gotta go be with baby, y'all.
All right, everybody. Hope all you guys have a great week, a great weekend. We'll be back here next Monday, 9:30. Hit the subscribe button, follow us, check out the old episodes, and hope all you guys have a great week and weekend out there. And don't sweat the small stuff. And, have a good one. We'll see you next week. Love you guys.